Yeah.
Hello, this is Jeff from Near Opinions Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The service is quick and confidential. What is your zip code?
1233.
All right, thank you. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
What's that?
Do you think of yourself as male,
oh,
female,
male,
or
male,
something
male.
Else?
Male.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1936.
Thank you. One moment. All right. Moving forward, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
African American.
Thank you. What is your race?
My what?
What is your race?
My race?
That's correct.
African American.
Thank you. All right. What is the highest level of a school you have completed, of the highest degree that you have received?
Third term.
One more time, the answer, please.
What is that?
Oh, yeah. What is the highest level of a school you have completed, of the highest degree that you have received?
Well, third term. High school.
Thank you. All right. For whom do you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you able to vote?
Anybody but Trump.
Just to confirm, because the answer is based on 2020, right? For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
You said Biden, is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for presidents, U.S. Congress, or on other states and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Will you probably not vote? I will
vote. Or will you definitely vote? Okay.
I will vote, yes.
How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated and the 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
Repeat that, please.
Absolutely. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated and a 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
So I will definitely vote.
Okay, so on a scale from 0 to 10, what number do you choose? Remember, 0 is not all motivated, and 10 means extremely motivated. Thank you.
10.
How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and the 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statements. Regardless of how I feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it's my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Do you somewhat agree? Do you neither agree nor disagree? Do you somewhat disagree? Do you strongly disagree?
I agree.
Do you strongly agree or do you somewhat agree?
I strongly agree with voting.
Thank you. One moment, please. All right. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do you each of the following matters to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. First one. protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Repeat that, please.
Absolutely. Protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Protecting rights? Yes.
I'm sorry, yeah, for each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all.
Matters a lot.
Thank you. Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate?
Yes.
Please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all.
Matters a lot.
Thank you. Protecting gender equally.
Yes, matters a lot.
Thank you. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
For this statement, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters someone, does not matter much, or does not matter at all.
Matters a lot.
Thank you. Moving forward, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will, if it's convenient, I will vote, I doubt I will vote, no change, I will vote. First one, protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Yes, I will vote.
All right. Remember, for each of the following, would you say, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will, if it's convenient, I will vote, I doubt I will vote, no change, I will vote.
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. Election for Congress, House of Representatives of the Senate.
I will vote.
All right, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No change, I will vote. Which one?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. Protecting gender equality.
Yes.
All right, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No change, I will vote. Which one?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Would you say nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No change, I will vote.
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. Moving forward, I know it's a long wait off, but if the November 2024 election for presidents were held today, will you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote? Or are you undecided or some other option?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
It depends on who's running.
Yeah, one more time, I'm sorry?
It depends on who's running.
Okay, you're saying independent, correct?
Oh, no. For what Congress you say?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, let me just repeat it back to you. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. If you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you to be to vote in the 2024 elections? Are you much motivated? Someone motivated? No change? Someone less motivated? Much less motivated? Will not vote?
Somewhat motivated.
Someone more motivated, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot of protecting rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot? Some? Not much? Nothing at all?
How many more questions do you have? Because I have something on the stove.
Sure, I understand, sir. So, however, are going to be a couple of more questions. I would appreciate your patience and your time as well. Your information really matters, correct? So, are going to be a couple of more questions. As soon as we handle this as quickly as we can, that will be all, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, let me just repeat a question back to you. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot of to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, nothing at all?
I haven't heard much.
Thank you. Here's a text of Prop 1, the amendment that may appear on the ballot of New York in November. Add certain protections to the State Bill of Rights. As anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in New York state constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I might vote.
Sorry, one more time?
I might vote.
All right, so remember the options are, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I will vote, yes.
Thank you. Based on your read on this amendment, do you think this amendment would put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, prohibit housing discrimination, give voting rights to immigrants, stringent protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, put protections for abortions into the state constitution, remove parents' right over their children's medical decision, provide protections of the basis of gender, prevent discrimination based on age, stringent voting rights protection?
I'm about ready to hang up now.
Okay, I see. Because it will be based on your rate on this amendment. Do you think the amendment will do any of those options? If you want, I can
repeat. Repeat that, please.
Yes, absolutely. The options are put LGBT protections into the state constitution, prohibit housing discrimination, give voting rights to immigrants, stringent protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, remove parents' right over the children's medical decisions, provide protections on the basis of gender, prevent discrimination based on age, stringent voting rights protection.
I want people to be fair to everyone.
Okay, you're saying all of them, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, now, knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Undecided.
Thank you. Compared to voting for presidents or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights? And is that someone or much more or less motivated?
I will vote for abortion rights.
Okay, and is that someone or much more or less motivator?
Much more.
Much more motivated, okay?
I believe a woman has a right to their opinion. I protect woman's right.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Appreciate that answer as well. So now I'm going to read you a series of statements for each one. Please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're strongly disagree and 10 means that you are strongly agree. The first one, it's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
Mm-hmm.